Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
'Twas the first night home for the holidays and all through your town, not one thumb was quiet, a lot of swiping going down. You created the perfect Bumble profile with care in hopes that your dream guy or gal may be out there. When what to your wandering eyes should appear but a ton of faces you haven't seen in years. There's a rando from high school, your ex from eighth grade, a kid you used to babysit, and your literal Uncle Dave. As cringe as this feels, the only thing worse would be if one of them stumbled upon your profile first. But there's no need to panic or erase your face from the app. You can go incognito with one simple tap. Disappear from the others till you say they're a match, and have more fun finding your next hometown catch. With peace of mind and your profile hidden from sight, happy holidating to all and to all a good night. Happy holidating with incognito mode from Bumble. Download today.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Get in, girls. We're going to Cabo. Hey, everybody, what's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemons, the podcast that's going on spring break this week. No, we aren't going to anywhere fun like Ellen did, like Disney World or Universal. We're just in our heads going on spring break. Yeah, it's pretty sad when you say it like that. Anyways, before we get into the episode, be sure to rate and review Unhinged with Chris Clemons, as well as subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you want to watch this show happen, youtube.com/Chris. So sorry for saying so early, Justin. Oh, I did it again. Okay, thank you. Anyways, today we are talking all about spring break because it is spring break time for those of you who celebrate, and by that I mean are in school. And it got me thinking a lot. Now, before we get to what I was thinking about, I do want to do a shout out for this GoFundMe I found, and it is support Sammy and AJ Palace, medical bills for Vita. Basically following the birth of their daughter Vita and the care associated with the severe PKU diagnosis, they have over $85,000 in medical bills, including multiple PICU pediatric intensive care unit visits. They were unable to work full-time for well over 6 months to prioritize her care, and were also not able to afford childcare for both children on top of medical bills in order to work and generate the income they had previously. It has been a vicious cycle. And they still have more to go on this GoFundMe. We're going to leave the link down below. I just had a friend deal with this trauma around their child being born. It's also wild that I have friends who are giving birth. Wow. That just hit me. Sorry. But I don't know why that this struck me. I mean, I guess I know why, because my friend just went through it. But I just thought that this was a really great way for all of us to come together and help this family. So if you have any extra money, go down below and donate to the GoFundMe. And now let's hit the clubs and the beach, bitch. It's spring break.
Woo! Woohoo!
There was no subtle way of transitioning, so just I decided to do it the only way I know best. Head first, eyes closed. Now... I can't think of spring break without thinking of the iconic cinematic masterpiece, Spring Breakers. And out of everything that's in that movie, the part I was most surprised by was that it was made by A24. Like, they have made not that it isn't an amazing film, but knowing A24 now versus 11 years ago when they released this movie, I am shocked. Like, I'm shook. Have any of you guys seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yeah. Well, I'm a huge fan of the director.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, Harmony Korine. That's probably why they worked with him, because he's like a huge art house film director.
Ah. Okay, look at you coming with the knowledge, Justy. You better. Yeah, I don't really remember anything about the movie except that Selena Gomez and Vanessa Hudgens are like swinging guns around pretty much the whole time. And James Franco plays a character named Alien.
It's supposed to be like Riff Raff, kind of, right?
I don't know. Is that a genre of music?
You don't know Riff Raff?
Oh, it's a person. No, I know Riff Raff. We're like this. We're BFFs. Totally. Yeah, I do find it funny, though, because it's basically about these like four girls who are in college and are too broke to go on spring break. Spring broke. Sorry. And so they literally like rob a store or something, and then they go on spring break and then get arrested. And then James Franco's character. Anyways, this movie would have never seen the light of day if it was put out today just a multitude of reasons. But the first one being those four girls would have just immediately started an OnlyFans. Like they would like. At this day and age, it's not, I'm going to go rob a bank. I'm going to go rob a store. It's like, I'm going to flick the bean for the world. And I think that's really beautiful. And to wrap up that, spring break forever, bitches. That's like the... Oh my God, I rewatched the trailer before this. And like, guys, now that I partake in huffing and puffing, I think I might have to revisit this movie. I just, wow. Anyways, speaking of wild spring breaks, I never went on a wild spring break. I don't know why I missed the boat on it, but I just like never, like the craziest spring break I had was I was out of college and it was the day that the world was shutting down. And I was on a plane of people either going to Los Angeles to go home to quarantine or people going to Los Angeles to literally rage. So being in the airport for that was literally a fever dream because there is nothing scarier than feral college students. like I think 12-year-olds and like 15-year-olds scare me. No. Rowdy college kids who have just the most blind confidence. It's crazy.
It's just Adderall and malt liquor coursing through their veins.
Coursing through the fucking Newark airport. It was horrifying. It was horrifying. Like the airport bars. I mean, like I still have the visuals in my head of like March 13th or whatever day it was that I flew back from New York and just thinking like, get away from, like no one cared that they were near me. I was like, get away. There's this thing called coronavirus. Like, oh my God. I was terrified. And then another spring break, junior year of high school. This was a crazy one. I actually spent the whole time looking at colleges. Yeah, with my family. So fair to say nothing got crazy on that trip, except probably my siblings and I fought like physically. No, that didn't happen. Just kidding. If you're watching family, oh dear. My family's always like, Chris, can you stop telling these stories? Like, there's a reason we didn't have a Keeping Up with the Clemens, babe. And then, like, yeah, like the only other spring break I did was like college senior year. I went to LA, which is where I ended up moving a year later. So that was kind of stupid. Did any of y'all do a crazy like spring break? Or Justin, I feel like you did. I don't know why.
The only one that I was thinking that comes to mind is like me and my high school friends went to Palm Springs over spring break. And this was like, this must have been like 20.
High school.
So this was like 2011. And I just remember that one of our friends had a fake and he got us all like the original recipe for Locos. The ones that had like caffeine and shit.
The classics.
Shut up.
And we were just like stumbling around. And like Palm Springs is not like a place you want to go as a young person. It's just like the elderly and us.
No, it's like literally like old people, drag queens, and like old drag queens.
And I don't know if you ever had those, but those are fucking gnarly with the caffeine and the alcohol.
Yeah, I remember having one in my friend's basement and vomiting after one sip.
So we danced around it. We did the cha-cha with a bunch of like 60-year-olds, and then we all threw up.
That's the most Palm Springs story I've ever heard. Holy
spring break. Spring break.
Well, also, like, I feel like California, like growing up in like LA or California, kids just have like a totally different experience. You're like, yeah, we went to Palm Springs, and I'm like, oh yeah, I guess that there's like a lot around for y'all to do without really having to spend like a ton of money. I'm jealous.
That, and I think also because it's like always sunny and like,
yeah,
it's always spring breaky out here.
Spring break forever, bitches. To quote Vanessa Hudgens. Sam, did you ever do a crazy spring break?
I did. I can't believe my parents let me go to Miami when I was in high school to visit my friends in college that went to school in Miami. And I know.
What?
And I was remembering.
What were your parents smoking, respectfully?
Well, my friend that I was visiting was very smart. And I remember she made like a very detailed itinerary that was like half of what we were going to do probably. And like had my mom like look over it. And some of it we did.
Would you, my mom look over it? Oh, that's such a high school thing. Holy shit.
You reminded me of the end of the trip when you brought up Newark, because they, on the way back from Miami to Fresno, I had like a connecting flight in Newark and I got stuck there and I was like 17 and take a shot.
No, I just took a drink and wow, it's vodka.
Okay, anyway, I got stuck in Newark and I was only 17 and I freaked out and they gave me like a voucher to stay at a hotel by myself in like some seedy Newark place. And I remember I was wearing whatever I wore in Miami, like a flowy green skirt and like a little tank top. And they were like, you might want to change. It's snowing out there or something. And I had to stay in Newark by myself in this little motel.
They politely just called you a slut. Yeah. They were like, you might want to dress up. It's cold out there.
It was bad. And then I think I also got patted down on the way back.
Would either of you guys do these spring breaks again?
Oh, 100%. I've been looking for the original recipe for Loco for so long on eBay.
Would you make it at home?
Ew, no. Like with what? Like Red Bull?
Well, yeah, I don't know. But like,
I thought about it. It's like Red Bull and like Kool-Aid and like cheap vodka.
Oh my God, I might do this for a video, making a Four Loko at home.
I think they took it off the market because it was giving like kids heart attacks.
Well, yeah, no, it's like meth in a bottle or in a can.
But yeah, I would totally go back. If I had a time machine, dude.
No, I meant like, would you do it? Would you do that spring break now as your current self?
Yes.
You're like, no, yes, I still would.
Not much has changed.
Would you go on your same Miami trip, Sam?
Yes, it was so fun.
Like as current day?
Yeah. I mean, it started off as like a spring breakers, like poor girls trip where we were like in a dorm room. But then we got to stay and my friend was like a nanny for some rich family in Key Biscayne and they were gone. So we got to like stay in their beachfront property for the rest. So yeah, it was really fun. I would totally do it again without the Newark part.
Did you pitch this to A24? That literally sounds like the plot of Spring Breakers. You're like, oh, well, we were like poor and in a dorm room. And then all of a sudden we're in Miami in this nice place. We met a guy named Alien.
We did.
It was just Dreams Franco with grills. Now, you guys have created a little spring break game, I hear. And by I hear, I mean we talked about it, but I don't know what is in it. We have a little drink because it would not be spring break without it. And I also have all my liquor next to me that's in my house. And by all my liquor, I mean like literally it's four bottles because I'm lame.
You gave the rest to us.
Yeah, I did. Actually, yeah, that's so true. In LA, I was like, here, guys, I love you. It was mutually beneficial for all parties. Y'all got alcohol. I got rid of alcohol. But I have a little vodka flavored sparkling water with lemon juice, and it is very strong. I was in a rush before this episode and did not measure. So half of this cup was vodka, and it's a big cup, so help me. Now, who wants to explain this game?
Jake.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I thought I got out of the spring break adventure question.
So. Nah, bitch.
Oh, wait.
That's for another time, Justin.
I feel like you have the probably the gnarliest one.
Well, hey, Chris didn't ask, so it's all
wait,
great.
Jake, did you have any crazy spring break stories?
Oh, let me tell you the rules of this game, Chris. So we're going to ask you some questions, and it's almost like truth or dare or truth or drink.
Okay.
And, that's pretty much what's going to happen. So you have a choice. We're hoping you go for it. Either way,
I'm gonna go for it, girl.
But let's go ahead and do it. Let's start off, Sam or Justin. You want
to
kick
to quote Khalees? Let's do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. And I'm gonna end the quote there, so we stay monetized. Thank you. All right, guys. I'm in my tanning bed. What am I in for?
Okay. The first one. Well. Can you, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, one of the liquors in front of you and take a shot of what you land on, or you drink whatever you're already drinking?
So it's drink or drink.
Yeah, so this isn't much of a truth or drink, you guys. I'm feeling set up. I am feeling set up. I will take a big gulp. I don't know. What should I do? I've got Kahlua, Aperol, gin, and vodka.
Just pour some Aperol into your drink. Make a spritz.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. You might be an intellectual.
Oh, yeah, make a cocktail of whatever you land on.
Okay, well, I landed on Aperol. Woo! How did that happen?
And it'll be a cute hue of pink.
Oh, my God, it really is. It's actually, like, a more of a coral. Look at her. She's gorgeous. Okay, let's see if this tastes like... Oh, sorry. I forgot that this was a podcast and I had a microphone and I'm not just drinking for fun.
It matches your shirt.
Oh, my God, it does. And oh, this is the best drink I've literally ever had. Guys, Aperol spritzes are canceled. We're doing half a glass of vodka, a little bit of pure lemon juice. I am drinking this Wegmans cherry pomegranate flavored sparkling water. And I love it because it's calorie free. And then I poured some Aperol. And guys, this is, oh my God, I was going to say this is the drink of the summer, but it's March. So no, it is not.
It's the drink of spring break.
It's, I thought it was going to rhyme. It literally doesn't. Thank you. Mm. Oh my God, that helped dilute some of the vodka. Justin, you're a genius. Sorry, I like feel like Honey Boo Boo after she just drank this her go-go juice. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, who put the Red Bull in there? I'm crazy. I'm feeling like RuPaul up in here.
Okay, so you have to do a Hillary Duff verse from the heart, or take a drink. One verse or a chorus.
I was going to say, I don't know what a verse is, but then you said chorus, and I was like, oh, a chorus is the main part. So the verse is like, okay, shit. Do you have a song? Or like a selection of songs that I could pick one from?
Here, hold on.
Oh, you would have to know the Hillary Duff discography. Okay. I will just pick...
What's the famous one?
I mean, girl, this queen had bops after bops. What do you mean, which is the famous one?
Hey, here, what's your favorite one?
Oh, I mean, I'm scared now that I'm on the spot that I'm going to forget and people are going to be like, you're a fake. And I'm like... Tell that to the two book signings I went to.
So, Chris, I love the fact you met Hillary Duff with like within a month ago, but you still remember the book signings, but you actually met her in person.
I remember that too, just for the record. I just didn't talk about it because honestly, I didn't get a kiss on the cheek there.
Did she kiss you on the cheek?
You don't know this, Justin?
At the book signing?
Yes. It was on my bucket list. It was like around the time of The Buried Life on MTV. And I was like, I'm going to start a bucket list. I felt so inspired. I felt like I was on top of the world. It is what got me into NYU. My college essay slayed. Maybe one day I'll read it.
So you manifested it?
Yeah, it was on my bucket list. I had like really easy shit and then like really hard shit. And I was like, oh my God, I've always had a crush on Hillary Duff. I would love to get a kiss on the cheek from her. So yeah, I was the person asking for a kiss on the cheek at a meet and greet.
Wow.
It's not great. But she did it and she crossed it off with her Sharpie and then gave me the Sharpie. It was lit. I'm not going to lie. She is the best. Anyways. I feel like I should just drink. Let's go back to the beginning, back to when the earth, the sun, the stars all aligned. Yeah, because perfect doesn't feel so perfect. Trying to fit a square into a circle is no life. And if I let the rain fall down and wake my dreams, let it wash away. Do you like me moving the mic away for when I belt?
Professional.
Thank you. So I am not responsible for anybody who just drove off the road who is listening to this in the car.
That was good.
That was not good. Do not gas this up. This is how Disney Channel stars have CDs, okay? People told them it was good.
Wait, what's that? Oh, Coachella? Yeah, yeah, he can be there.
Mr. Okay, Coachella, we're in.
Hey, guys, I'm actually headlining. This is my announcement.
Sorry, Frank.
Hit me. Yeah, I'll be there when Frank backs out of it.
Oh,
I'm his backup. All right, hit me with another one.
All right, here's one. Listen. We looked for love on the internet with you, right? And if you could hook up with your dream person, and I mean a big time hookup, would you do it? And only chances you have to do it in front of your best friend, would you do it?
Is this penetration or just kissing?
What do you mean by big time?
Yeah, like wedding night?
No, you get one chance to hook up with this person. It's your dream person. You get one night.
But is hooking up kissing or like penetration?
I think we would go as far as you think you would want to go. We'll just put it that way.
No, because I could go as far as I want with different people.
But your dream person. This is your dream person. You get one night. Would you do it in front of your best friend?
Okay. Yeah, I'd rather wait. So what's the prompt here? Am I just saying yes, I would?
No, it has to be in front of your best friend. You can't do it alone. You have to do it in front of your best friend.
Thought of this? Y'all are sick in the head and I'm going to give you therapy for a year. You get therapy. You get therapy. You get therapy. So yeah, I would hook up in front of my best friend with my dream person. So did I win?
I guess you don't drink. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was a dumb question. You should have made me say who it would be, idiot. Anyways, I'll take a drink as well. It's fucking 4:45. Oh, but it's Friday somewhere. Oh, it's Friday here. Oh my God. I love spring break. I don't know what any of these have to do with spring break either, by the way.
Is Booger nearby?
No, Booger's at my mom's house.
Ah, darn it.
Yeah, so sorry.
No, you can still ask the question.
That's true, because he doesn't have to do it on air, right? So
what?
No, he does. Well, no. Okay, go ahead.
Right. So basically, how about this? You put Booger's leash around your neck.
Okay.
Take a selfie and send it to your crush asking if they'll take you for a walk or take a drink.
Honestly, that...
Do it.
You guys are dumb because you know I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Hold on. BRB.
Justin, get ready for a phone call.
Jake, that's disgusting. That is my brother. All right, here's Booger's walking leash. Oh, wait. Oh, here's the harness. Okay, great. I mean, I'm not going to be able to fit this harness on my body, but I will... Also, I need a collar for this. Oh my God, this looks like I'm just like hanging myself, guys. Everyone's like, good, he's finally doing it. Oh my God.
Show the handle. No, show the handle so it's clear.
I went to photo school. I don't need to be told how to take this fucking picture. All right.
All right, the pic has been taken. Justin, I will send it to you so you can include it.
Thank you.
This I cannot believe I'm doing. What am I supposed to say to it?
You have to send it to your crush.
I got that part. What am I saying?
Will you take me for a walk?
Will you take me on a walk? Oh my God. Okay, sent. All right, see, here it is. It's all done. It's me. Will you take me on a walk? This is so mortifying, you guys. You guys are f***ed in the head, but I had fun. That was fun. Honestly, I might send that to more people. I'm like, let's just see what people's responses are to, do you want to take me on a walk? That is so deranged. Who thought of these? ChatGPT? I mean, what the f***?
I thought of that one.
Sam, you're a mastermind, and also you scare me now.
The note had said, puppy needs a walk.
Wait, why am I also drinking and doing these? I'm like halfway done my drink, and I've done every single one of these. This is not supposed to how it's supposed. Oh, boy. Now, before we carry on with the rest of this episode, I would like to thank Dipsy for sponsoring yet another episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. If you don't know, Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. Radically inclusive, Dipsy has stories for straight and queer listeners, and 56% of stories are voice acted by people of color. You've never heard celebrities like this before. Listen to stories voiced by Serunas J. Jackson, ER Fightmaster, and Luke Cook. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your old favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. I don't know what this like Victorian seductress is, but I'm kind of here for it. They also have soothing sleep stories, wellness sessions, and sexy stories that you can read. I can't, but I'm sure you can. Now, for listeners of Unhinged with Chris Clemens, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/unhinged. Let Dipsy be your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, relax and unwind, or heat things up with a partner. dipsystories.com/unhinged. Ow! Let's get back to the episode.
'Twas the first night home for the holidays, and all through your town, not one thumb was quiet. A lot of swiping going down. You created the perfect Bumble profile with care, in hopes that your dream guy or gal may be out there. When what to your wandering eyes should appear but a ton of faces you haven't seen in years. There's a rando from high school, your ex from eighth grade, a kid you used to babysit, and your literal Uncle Dave. As cringe as this feels, the only thing worse would be if one of them stumbled upon your profile first. But there's no need to panic or erase your face from the app. You can go incognito with one simple tap. Disappear from the others till you say they're a match, and have more fun finding your next hometown catch. With peace of mind and your profile hidden from sight, happy holidating to all, and to all a good night. Happy holidating with incognito mode from Bumble. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
'Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
All right, Chris. So do your best impression of a drunk person stumbling around a bonfire or drink.
I mean, all I'm missing is a bonfire. Otherwise, I am method acting that scenario.
Then do your best impression of one of us.
All right. So I'm in Palm Springs, Mom, and I just drank a caffeinated Four Loko, and I'm at a campfire. But we're having fun, and we're safe. And Johnny, you're on fire. Johnny, somebody call 199 now. I'm scared. Wait, is there an extinguisher that we need to put Johnny down or out or something? I don't know where we are. Okay, how was that? I feel like I really...
Spookily accurate.
I was like, what is the storyline going to be? And then I was like, boop, just in spring break in high school.
Call 199.
That was funny. I got to say, slaps for me.
Yeah, that you did good.
Oh my God. The person just responded and said, Chris, LMAO. Oh my God. It was a dare for
No, you can't. Podcast. You can't cave.
You can't. You know.
I mean, I sent a picture with a fucking leash around my neck saying, will you take me for a walk?
You gotta roll with it.
Yeah, you roll with it.
Fuck y'all. I don't need to roll anything except a J to get through this. God. I cannot believe. What I should have responded is, so do you?
Give a dog a bone.
Justin, you're so twisted. Let's hear it for Justin. Agreed. Anyways, I got the power. Are there more? I'm f-ing drunk, guys. What is happening?
Describe your favorite type of f-ing or take a drink.
OnlyFans. Homemade.
Is that a type?
Yeah.
It's certainly not a type.
It's like it is like a new genre.
I've also never worn these sunglasses, and these are like, dare I say, the perfect. Or this shirt. The tag is still on it because I thought I was going to sell it. And I was like, I think I can get more money if the tag's still on. So I just tucked it away. And now, I'm going to have to like dry clean. I have BO. So this is the first time wearing all of this. I saved it for spring break 2023. Oops, sorry.
Okay, would you rather be at like an overbooked Cancun resort where the room is free or take a drink right now?
I would rather finish my drink, honestly. There was nothing scarier than one during COVID and two during spring break, seeing the pictures of the crowds on the beach. I have ever since, like, honestly, because of like Playlist Live and VidCon, which are like internet creator conventions that I used to go to, I have become so afraid of crowds. Like, my anxiety, I'll take fucking two drinks for this. I like just cannot do crowds. I get like my heart rate is like going up just even thinking about crowds. I get so fucking scared. Oh my God. Terrifying. I'm down for like a Cancun all-inclusive resort. I'm just not down for like during the spring break peak. Like that should be an American Horror Story season. Are you fucking kidding me? Spring break? Wait! Ryan Murphy, if you fucking take this idea, I'm coming for you. Period. Like, consider yourself warned or call me up. Or I don't know why I just held my phone up to my ear. Oh my God. I am gone. Yeah. That's another Hillary Duff verse.
So Chris, if we were in Cancun for MTV's whipped cream catwalk competition and all you had to do was walk with whipped cream over your private parts, would you do that or take a drink?
So I'm gonna have to rewind it back. What?
MTV.
Is that a thing that happened in history?
Yes.
MTV's Spring Break Whipped Cream Catwalk Competition.
That's real. That happened.
Yep.
I am.
And they had to do it in the hot sun so it would be kind of melting.
Guys, I am speechless. What? I'm wondering how y'all thought of some of these scenarios, but producers not only thought of that, but aired it. What?
It was a hit.
Would I be like flaccid or fully erect?
You would be covered in whipped cream. So you'd have it covered.
No, I got that part. I when I hear whipped cream, I remember that part. I don't.
He's asking if he would be torqued.
I think you would not be showing.
And the song I'm Too Sexy would be playing.
See, I mean, honestly, at that point, I think I was going to say everybody would be so drunk, but clearly I couldn't even finish that sentence. That they wouldn't even remember and or would be turned on. So yeah, like I'm down for a little exhibition. Am I a public figure in this situation?
No, you're not. It's
okay,
just
then yeah, I'm so down. Honestly, I wish I wasn't a public person so I could just like strip naked and be everywhere. Oh, it seems so fun.
Would you ever do like, you know, the like body paint where they like paint like a soccer jersey on you or something, but it's like.
Yeah, I would do something like that. That's like artistic. I'm down for like art. But when it's just like MTV, which I guess is art. I love you, MTV. Can you put me on a show? Thank you. Yeah, guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm significantly drunk on this spring break.
Well, maybe we could do a voicemail instead of more questions for you because we'll give you a little reprieve.
My crush just responded, I'm still working.
You're like, I'm working too.
Oh, I forget that people have real jobs. Got it. Yeah, no, I am too. Yeah, Sam, I'm literally going to reply that. In my defense, I too am working. I too am working. Okay. Are there more scenarios or is spring break over?
Spring break's canceled.
Okay, thank God. Let's hear from our loved ones in Cancun. Hi, this is Chris in Cancun. Who's calling?
Hey, bitch.
That was
seamless. One of my craziest spring break stories was, well, we rented out this huge house at the beach, right? And there was like 16 of us, okay?
Work.
Huge house. We get there, we're having a blast.
Justin, you have so much bleeping.
These two girl best friends ended up having a threesome with one of their boyfriends, and then they started fighting after. They were on Molly, but that's not the crazy part. That's not the crazy
what?
Part. The crazy part, this house had bed bugs, Chris. Oh my God. One of these motherfuckers, he woke up and he was like, oh my God, I have blemishes all over my back. Like, what is this? And I was like, oh my God, those look like bed bug bites. And they were like, what? No, how would you even know? I was like, bitch, just call it women's intuition. I mean, what the fuck? So, lo and behold, we start lifting up the mattresses. There they go scurrying around, these bed bugs. We all paid $500 each, Chris, for a week. Which, you know, in hindsight, I guess isn't that much. But in total, that's a lot of money, okay? And so, you know, the rental agency, we were like, you gave us a house with bed bugs, you. And so they moved us into a house that was like four times as small. And I was like, oh, I'm getting a call. Anyways, I was like, this shit, bitch. I'm leaving. And I ended up leaving. And then I just stayed with my boyfriend. So yeah. Anyways, bye.
Bye. First of all, Justin, so sorry for all the bleeping you have to do. when she dropped the hard C, I was like, ooh, dear. I feel suddenly like I won the lottery by going on a college visit week-long tour for spring break senior year of high school. That? I'm sorry. The whole beginning of the story could have been an A24 movie called Spring Breakers. Then you added a New Yorker's biggest nightmare. I am... I'm so sorry. That is crazy. Like, I say this all the time on this podcast, but I hear your guys' phone messages, and I'm like, phone messages? Jesus, am I 52 when I drink? I hear your all's voicemails, and I'm like, why don't y'all have podcasts? Like, what? Also, how did you know what a bed bug bite looks like? Something's telling me you had bed bugs before, little lady. I'm just saying. Yeah, that's insane that you all paid $500 a night and the house was filled with bed bugs. Also, if I lifted a mattress and saw bed bugs scurrying, end quote, I don't know what I would do. Have any of y'all had bed bugs?
No, but I always was paranoid of it.
I've had mono.
Okay, thank you, Justin, for your contribution.
I had bed bugs in a Vegas hotel once, and then they sent somebody up to check, and then they moved me to a big suite.
But just, okay, so here's my question I had for the girl or the person who called, but obviously I wouldn't get an answer, and now I have a real person who can answer. Do they not get in your shit? Like, do they not crawl into your suitcase?
That's a good point. I'm sure they do.
Okay, cool. Got it. Okay, just checking. Let's hear another voicemail and get off this topic because suddenly I'm feeling itchy.
Hi, Chris.
Itchy.
So, crazy spring break story. I just found out that my husband of not even 1 year yet has been DMing OnlyFans girls and having them send him custom-made videos and also live chatting with them. So, I love lies. Anyways, I love you. Your podcast and your videos have been really, really getting me through this tough time. So thank you. I appreciate you. Give Boogie a little, you know, love for me. And I love everybody on your podcast. And I'm just sending you so much love. And thank you for being some healing source for me during this time. All right. I love you. Bye.
All right, Mr. OnlyFans.
Well, shit. Whoa.
My heart goes out.
I mean, yeah, no, my reaction might be unsavory because literally I feel like my parents are getting divorced all over again. Holy shit. That's insane.
Cheating?
Well, okay, I'm not saying no. Let me just be like give a
disclaimer.
There we go. I'm not defending this man at all. I'm not defending this man literally one bit because I am so on your side, caller. No, messaging a porn star is literally cheating. Thank you so much. And the live chatting. Yeah. Answered the own question. Should have all stayed in my head. Great. I'm itching like I have bed bugs now. Wow. Oh, wow. Know what to wow say.
Isn't it like the cheating equivalent of having like a pen pal?
Is having a pen pal cheating or is that like a friend?
Yeah.
Like, see, that's where it's weird because, like, he might not have, like, any love. Well, but, okay.
Because there's no, you can never meet up.
Yeah, you can never meet up. But here's the gag is, like, if he was just DMing and asking for personal stuff, like, on one hand, I can sort of be, like, I'm not defending it. I just want to make that fucking clear.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
I really have no tolerance for cheating, but this to me is interesting in the world that we live in now. This is such a gray area because as an adult entertainer, like sex is so intimate that anything involving that kind of genre, I can understand. But like if he's not seeking to meet up with them, is that him fulfilling like a kink? Like, yeah, does that make sense? Does it sound like I'm defending this? Because I really am not. I have no tolerance for cheating.
I just think we're talking it out. I think that if she sets the terms now, she's like, or if she's like, I don't, that's not okay with me,
it makes me uncomfortable, then I feel like that is cheating.
Whereas he could also come and be like, this is my secret or this is my kinky thing.
If he's not getting intimate with the caller, then I think that that's cheating.
Oh, okay.
Because he clearly has a drive for it and has an interest and seeks it out.
Yeah.
But if he's still like giving, oh my God, they're married.
Oh, they're married. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like in their first year.
Yeah, guys, there's also private videos that are being made. So if the private video...
But is that any different than me asking for a cameo? That's what I mean. It's like, like, what is that line?
I mean, if the private videos was, you know, hey, how do I satisfy my wife? And you've got like that kind of private video and it's educational and tutorial.
Doubt it.
No, I'm not. I don't think he's here for a TED talk, babe. I love you, but no, I don't think he's meeting with Ted. I think he's meeting with Sarah.
Well, she sounds nice. And I think he should have been doing that. I'm just saying.
But listen, if he's still getting intimate with his wife and he likes, I guess, okay, the root of this is if you're in a relationship, is watching the P-O-R-N word that I just spelled out, is watching that cheating?
No.
This is more than watching. This is engaging with somebody.
Jake, I'm saying the root. Like, if we boil it really down, if he is just getting essentially the P word of cameo, the P word version of cameo, is that cheating or is that fulfilling like your own? Oh, this is so tough. Oh my God, the world we live in. Guys, is it like nuanced or something? I need to put on my glasses. The future's bright, girls. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm literally too drunk to be talking about something this serious.
I think the thing that...
My heart, you clearly didn't sound happy about it. So that is something I need to remember. So I'm very sorry that you're dealing with this. And I hope it didn't seem like we are making fun or light of a situation. To me, I just genuinely find it interesting because like parasocial relationships are crazy. Like it's such a new thing for us all to be like getting used to and figuring out where the line is. So yeah, I just like wonder, like obviously you're upset and I'm not saying don't be upset because if my partner was doing that, I'm trying to think like, would I be mad?
I think I speak for everyone here at Unhinged when I say, I hope he burns in hell.
I mean, yeah, always. I hope every man burns in hell, myself included. I'm ready.
What is the live chatting?
Yeah, that's the part that I'm a little confused by, too.
Like, does live chatting mean video chatting or is it just them texting?
Well, see, that's the part I was confused about because as a very experienced OnlyFans user.
Veteran.
Veteran, exactly. Someone offered a FaceTime, like a 30-minute FaceTime thing. And I was like, God, no, that's real. Like, that's real, honey. Like, that's, you can't pre-film. But, like, so the live part I was confused about because that means they either had to be, like, FaceTiming or going on some external method of communicating.
Can't you communicate with them? On the website?
You can. Yeah, you can through like DMs, but you can't like live go like FaceTime someone on the app. Well, it's not even an app. It's a website.
She's probably just referencing the fact that they're having a back and forth.
But she said that the live videos, which means, didn't she? Or did I make this up?
She said DMing and live chatting.
Okay. But live chatting just means like, back and forth in DMs.
That's what I thought.
Either way, I guess you're really not, it's not cool with you. So therefore, I would set a boundary. And if that boundary gets crossed again, like now that this has happened, maybe you already set a boundary, which in that case, literally get a divorce. But now is like, okay, set a line in the sand. And if it's ever crossed, then you have actual reason to be, not actual reason to be upset because you have a reason to be upset without anything happening. But like, if you verbally say like, hey, I know what you're doing and I don't find this cool. Don't ever do it again. And he does it. Then I say like super duper leave.
Cause this was venturing into like uncharted territory. But now you've made the map.
And it is a new thing. Like OnlyFans is pretty recent in the last, what, 7 years, I want to say, if that, like five.
Yeah, enough to where like societally we haven't decided like what the rules are, the unspoken rules.
Yeah. So like I understand it's like if this, and especially in a new marriage, it's like I obviously don't know what that is like, but like if, like maybe it's a training moment, but I also am kind of a believer of like people don't change in that kind of way. Like that's how they're wired. I don't know. I'm too drunk to be talking about this. Like, I don't know. Sam, was this a spring break related one?
She said that that's how, what happened on her.
I'm like, where's the beach and pina colada?
She said it's what happened on her spring break.
Oh my God. This happened on your.
Talk about an A24 movie.
Oh my God. Literally.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. My heart goes out to her because she clearly still loves him. Well, and cares obviously. About him. And you know, it could be one of those things where there is that gray area. And hopefully she could explain, you know, hey, maybe this is something that we can work out together and figure
out. Well, not only hopefully she can explain, hopefully he is respectful enough to stay within those boundaries.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, she is very valid in having boundaries. Granted, I'm not saying I agree with them or not, but what I mean is like, whether I agree with her boundaries or not, she's entitled to boundaries. And if he doesn't stay within them, that shows who he is. Like, if this was like a gray area to begin with and you guys hadn't talked about this, sure. Like, I get it. You know, we're all human and we all need to get off. But if you say, here's the line in the sand and he crosses it, done. Like, that's awful. That's
line in the sand, like the beach, spring break. You brought it back.
We're in spring break. Let's go. Sexy bit, or what's that LMFAO song? I don't know. They just feel like the personification of spring break.
Well, either way, we're sending her love, right?
Yeah, we're sending mega love to you. I hope you obviously are very saddened by this, and I really am sorry, and I hope none of this came across like I was trying to make light of it. I am very intoxicated from this episode, and I'm just generally like, this is why I've like become kind of afraid of talking about things, is because I feel like you have to sometimes say things, not like fucked up as in like racist or homophobic or derogatory, but like sometimes you have to say messed up shit to understand, like to have a conversation. Like, I think it's so cool to talk through this. But I'm also so worried that people are going to misinterpret this as like me making a joke out of it or something. But like, I love having these kinds of intellectual debates, question mark.
I mean, we're broke. You know, we're crossing.
We are broken. That could not be more accurate. We are broke and bitch.
There are a lot of rules that don't apply to current things. And so we're trying to figure it out. But I think the main point is that she, you know, he did something that violated her trust.
Yeah, that hurt her. No matter what it is or what the circumstances were, he hurt her and she has hurt.
Yeah.
And I think that's totally valid.
And we hope he can make it up to you.
Yeah, truly. If not, I hope you get what you absolutely deserve, because it sounds like you deserve the world.
100%.
So with that, I bid you all adieu, mostly because I think I need to check into Malibu. Thank you all so much for joining us on this spring break edition of Unhinged with Chris Clemons. Be sure to rate and review this episode, and also subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemons wherever you get your podcasts, and watch the videos on youtube.com/Chris of the full episodes that we post. Thank you, Justin, Sam, and Jake for being here. And guys, you truly make this podcast such an incredible and fun experience for me. And like, I really don't know if I would still be doing this podcast if it wasn't for you guys. And now it just sounds like I'm saying this because I'm drunk. But
no, keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
I truly mean it. You guys are just, I can't believe this is like our little group. I love it. So thank you all for watching. Have a happy and safe spring break if it applies. And if not, girl, it's almost Friday, right? We put these on Thursday. That means Friday follows. At least I still have that kind of cognizance. Thank you, and Goodbye. Spring break is over, bitch.